Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our finale of Generational Jeopardy. I'm your host, Shaniqua Brown, the founder, president of Elevated TA, the government premier hiring partner.
And I am your host, Stephanie Crane, also the corporate mystic and owner of Tapas Innovation. And today we have got our generational winners from rounds one and two. Woo-hoo!
Yay, millennials in the house. Yeah.
So we have Gen Z and millennials that are showing up for our Generation Jeopardy finale. And if you want to take a moment and each introduce yourself, and we'll just do the same thing. If you want to introduce your name and tell us what you do, where you're from, and your generation.
Hi, I'm Chloe. I go by Chloe Fiona, or either or, doesn't really matter. And so I go by she, her pronouns. I am originally from Virginia, and I moved here to Texas in January, and I am a professional dancer. I also nanny and take care of kids on the side, dog walk. And I will be hopefully soon graduating with my master's in clinical social work in the next 2 years.
Excellent. And you're here representing?
Oh, and I'm here representing Gen Z.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So hi, everyone. Victoria for the millennials. less bubbles, less heart. A bit more bubbles, yeah, less heart. I am French, originally born and raised in New York City. And what do? I am a trust and vulnerability coach in the corporate space and one-on-one. And yeah.
Excellent.
We are so happy to have you both here. And I am not rooting for Victoria because she's millennial. I'm also rooting for them both. I'm not going to be biased, but I'm really happy to see a millennial here. So today, here, our finale is going to be with millennials versus Gen Z. Let's get started. So really quickly here, we have social justice. So think about any, I guess, like when that has impacted society, social justice, generational trauma. I think it's in the name.
Yeah.
And, we're not kidding. We're not kidding.
I think we get it here. We all been in therapy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then how's the weather? These are going to be like more like euphemisms that like take place in work. So put on your thinking caps with that one. Change makers, individuals that have made an impact on our society. And then fantastic. This is just our quirky, fun little category.
Miscellaneous.
One thing, one quick thing to note in the finale is we tried to really cover the breadth of all generations. In this.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's going to be a little bit for everybody.
Nice.
So it's not just about us.
So we'll start with our traditional paper, rock, scissor competition.
Correct.
Establish your rules together and then start the game.
Establish the rules.
Amongst yourself.
Shoot is said.
Yes.
Then. Okay, cool.
This is a young person. We don't know.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You're intense.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting the energy.
Gen Z has taken it.
Well, we know who wants to win. So, since we're getting rid of the kazoos, we're going to do a clap.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Make sure not to clap.
I think I'm going to ask for this particular round that we allow her to state the question before we clap.
Okay.
And so I think that'll give some continuity to this round.
Yep. So finish the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chloe, where would you like to start?
Whew. It's just the first one.
I know. Let's see. You know what? So how's weather's like corporate world, right?
Or kind of euphemism.
Uh-huh. Euphemisms. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Let's do how's the weather. Let's go for 20.
A usually awkward group introduction where everyone answers the same question.
Oh, what is an icebreaker?
Correct.
Yeah.
Victoria.
That took me a while.
I mean, you got it.
Where would you like to go? Millennials on the board.
Where do I want to go? Let's go 30 social justice.
All right. This class of rights protects individuals' freedoms from the infringement of governments, social organizations, and private individuals. Think of the 1960s.
Wait.
Can you repeat the question one more time verbally?
The class of rights protects individual freedoms from the infringement of governments, social organizations, and private individuals.
What is freedom rights? Freedom of Rights Act?
No. This is 1960s.
I feel like they've gone over time and had a lot of things. Yeah. I think we got to tell them.
Yeah.
What are civil rights?
Oh, look.
And it protects us all in this room.
So this is really important. Social justice. You know, we wanted to throw in some things that we hope, you know, people will explore because we've all kind of gotten away from understanding our own rights, right? Yeah. And it's not surprising. This is a hard question for everybody.
Yeah.
It really is.
It was
is.
Pretty simple. Like, the words were in the sentence.
I know.
Yeah. Which is interesting. And I was like.
Civil rights are the impetus of your employee rights.
Mm-hmm.
So now your rights as a citizen.
Absolutely.
And a human being.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. So. Where do we go next?
Yeah.
I think it's Victoria.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do generational trauma 20.
Let's see. The U.S. was involved in this Cold War conflict for nearly 20 years amidst great protests and debate.
What is the Vietnam War?
Ding, ding, ding.
Perfect.
Gotta honor Grandpa.
Grandpa's gonna be upset if you got that wrong.
Yeah.
Where would you like to go, Victoria?
Fantastic 30. I'm like going across the board.
This magical sport played on broomsticks was introduced in a very popular YA book series.
What is Harry Potter?
This magical sport.
Oh, what is Quidditch?
Yay.
That's the official Quidditch logo, y'all.
Okay. Oh, really?
Victoria, where would you like to move next?
Where would I like to meet? Let's go to Changemakers 20.
This Swedish Gen Z activist is known for her bold stance on climate change, initiating a worldwide student strike of over 1.4 million people in 2018.
Greta Thunberg? Mm-hmm.
In the form of a question, please.
Oh, who is Greta Thunberg?
There she is. Hi, Greta. Where would you like to go, Victoria?
Thank you for being. How's the weather, 30?
All right. The still but foreboding anxiety right before something significant is about to happen, like a layoff.
What is a suspension?
Think about weather. Yeah.
Weather.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a weather euphemism.
What is depression?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We're all East Coast ladies. The calm before the storm.
Oh. Gotcha.
That was a good one. I think we did get there.
It's nice.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll save that for later. Okay.
Victoria, where would you like to go?
Let's do How's the Weather 10. I feel like I need to warm up to this category.
This occurs during collaboration as ideas are thrown out like lightning bolts.
What is brainstorming?
Warmed up, you did.
There you go.
Oh.
Got to get Gen Z on the board. Just throwing
on,
it out
Gen
there.
Gen Z.
I just can't answer the question.
He's got this.
Got it.
Changemakers 30?
A winner of over 32 major titles and more than 50 million in awards, she is widely considered to be one of the greatest tennis players in the history.
Venus Williams? No. Oh, so then Serena. I was like, it's one of the two sisters.
I technically don't think we Serena. Can give you the points on it, though.
Serena is the.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm surprised you remember Venus's name.
Yeah. Victoria Venus.
Yeah.
Oh, I can go with these. I need to throw her some light. You
know? I can see that. Okay. Where should we go?
Generational trauma 30.
Chloe, I think you can get this one.
I don't know.
This tragic NASA event was witnessed in classrooms across America, devastating students and teachers.
What is Apollo 13? What is the meteor? There was like that meteor that was coming towards the Earth. Do you remember that in like 2012? And it was going to hit us. Or are you talking about the satellite that came and was crashing down from the into the U.S. like atmosphere and it was going to cause a mass explosion?
Nope.
Or what is the solar sun flares?
No.
That happened too.
What is the Challenger shuttle disaster?
Oh.
So this would definitely be something that's a very Gen X thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gen X kids, they rolled TVs into every single room across the country. And Sally Ride, who's right up there, she was the first, she was a teacher. Mm-hmm. And so she was the first teacher to be going into space, which is why they had every student in the country watching this. And it launched and then it exploded. Before our eyes.
That's horrifying.
And every person in that image was killed.
Wait, that was a movie.
They did make movies about it. Yeah.
It sounds like, why did they do that? Because they did that to us with 9/11. Like, why is the TV?
Well, 9/11 was different in the context that it was a tragedy that was occurring that was being televised. And so everybody stopped to watch it. This was different in that nobody knew
there was an education.
Yeah, it was an educational experience. Yeah. Nobody knew was a tragedy. We were watching something exciting.
Like people used to watch the moon land.
We were watching, it was supposed to be this giant celebration.
What I understand is I understand what you're saying, but with the statistics of like how often these things like blow up, I would not want a chance.
Back then, it wasn't really, that's not how it was. You know, like it was a real big thing. And so we had a teacher growing up and it was a woman as well. And so there was some real significance around it for our generation. It was just being done for learning.
Victoria, you're next.
How's the weather, 40?
You might feel this icy sensation in your lower extremities right before a big event, making it difficult to walk on stage or down the aisle.
What is your pelvic floor?
That's going to be the best question answer that we've had.
I mean,
I had to reread the question. What are we talking about?
I like how you thought lower extremities. I know that the body.
Yes. Go ahead.
What is cold feet?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That's it. That's the one.
It was the body part.
Not really an extremity, technically, though. more core.
Let's do social justice 20.
This uber hot caffeinated substance from a well-known fast food chain resulted in a lawsuit judgment that became a hot button for tort reform.
What is Starbucks?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, what is McDonald's? Oh, wait, I was going to. Okay. What is Dunkin' Donuts? Oh, McDonald's.
Yeah. Coffee.
I'm going to put her on the board with
I think so. I think we should give
it to her. That was McDonald's. Sorry. I would have said Starbucks too. I thought originally. They've had a lawsuit. I don't remember what it was for.
McDonald's melted this
morning. Oh, yeah. It was like third degree burns. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they had a law now about how hot coffee is when you serve it. Yeah.
Thank you.
They actually had a law at the time.
Oh.
They weren't following.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. We've switched.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Chloe's.
Yeah.
Well,
it's your fit.
Get it, girl.
It's your fit, Chloe.
Let's do, what's under Funtastic? I have a question.
Quirky, miscellaneous.
Oh, random.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how you're like, nah.
Yeah. let's do, yeah, generational trauma 50. Let's, yeah.
This rampant virus brought the world to a complete halt, stopping everything from graduations to weddings to funerals. Chloe.
What is COVID-19?
You got it. Yay. Okay. Where should we go next?
Let's do generational trauma 40.
This impending doomsday technology event had businesses scrambling to update computer systems.
Oh my God. I don't know what it's called, but I know what it is.
Is it the technology itself or?
It was the event.
Yeah.
Oh, the event.
We called it this.
You've actually already said it.
What is this? Can you read the question one more time?
This impending doomsday technology event had businesses scrambling to update computer systems. To be fair, it happened on a particular year's, like New Year's.
Yeah, it
Eve.
Was 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what is it?
Because you had to update the system so that you could go to 2000s and have the numbers. So but I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
I can tell you what it
I
is.
Don't,
let's show them the answer.
Oh, why'd you say it?
Yeah, I told you, like, you've already given the answer. You follow the fashion.
Fashion.
You follow the fashion.
I did follow the fashion.
See, now you can learn about the event.
Yes. I had no idea that there was an
Why
event
Why did we
time.
Dress that way? Why did we dress
I
futuristic and metallic?
I didn't. Okay, now I know.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Chloe.
Let's do, what is generational trauma 10?
Okay. This stateside attack was captured on television and changed our approach to security and travel. Victoria.
What is 9/11?
Yeah.
What is 9/11? There we go. Victoria, it's back in your world.
Back in my world. Let's go to Changemakers 40.
This American rapper revolutionized hip-hop music in Middle America, going on to become one of the world's best-selling artists.
What is Kanye West?
It would be Who, and that's
oh, Who
but,
is
but it's the wrong
yeah. Okay.
I was gonna say Who is Jay-Z?
No, I do want to say for the record, I did not come up with this question for my community out there.
Okay, I was like, I'm not a like rap fanatic,
it
but
is,
I was like, you need to remember where they're from.
Yeah, it is Anyi Victoria.
Yeah, let's go Changemakers 50.
50. Oh, you are hitting it.
Yeah.
This entrepreneur transformed our shopping habits with the creation of an online bookstore that became a global tech giant.
Who is Jeff Bezos?
Oh my gosh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Let's go 50 fantastic.
Fantastic. This colorful building toy has inspired countless imaginative creations and is even... and even its own movie franchise.
What is Legos?
Yay! Yeah. Everything is awesome. Chloe.
Let's do Fantastic 40.
Boombastic, fantastic. This multiplayer game where players complete tasks on a spaceship while avoiding an imposter became a massive hit.
No gamers in the room.
Do. There's a.
I'll tell you, I knew so little about this answer and question that I don't even know if the graphic I picked is the right one. Like,
oh, wait, is it the one that's like on that machine and it's like a silver spaceship and it's shooting red bullets? Like,
no, it's not that one.
Oh, it's not that one. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like an arcade.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, okay.
I will give.
Go ahead. Did it
Among
get...
Us.
Is that the right one?
You can use. Yeah, I mean, this...
That's
this
what came
work.
Up.
Yeah,
I mean, like, that was... It was that and a whole bunch of, like, weird British stuff that I didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure.
That is it.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good. What do you... You did not get that one.
No.
So, I think it's still on Chloe?
Yeah.
No, it's on...
No, it's still on Chloe.
Oh, okay. What is... Let's do Fantastic 20.
This arcade game featuring a yellow character gobbling up dots became a cultural icon. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, come on.
What is Pac-Man?
Woo! I think you're really good at rock, paper, scissors. And it's...
Wait, what was the score point on that one?
It was 20.
Okay, thank you.
It's just luck with rock, paper, scissors. I just say it in my head
There's
loudly.
Energy there. Uh-huh. It's real.
There's definitely... It's random, though.
Random energy. Where would you like to travel next,
Chloe? You know, let's do Social Justice 50.
Something the whole world has done at least twice that is currently happening in multiple locations around the world that we should all hope to avoid.
What is recession?
Yeah, I would like that too.
Yeah, that would be great, but no, that's not the answer.
Oh, what is global warming?
No.
Oh, that was a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good.
What is war?
Oh.
Happened.
I was about to say genocide.
Yeah, we've had two world wars.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
All of your responses.
Yeah, your responses are. We should avoid all those things.
Up in the air,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. We should avoid all those things.
Mm-hmm. Chloe?
What is Social Justice 480?
These are represented by geographical areas where there is little or no access to healthy, affordable food options.
What is a food desert?
Correct.
I actually don't know what that is. Can someone explain? It's
go back to the question. I think if you hit backwards
in more detail,
it'll show the question again. Yeah.
So, where you don't have like access to like food.
Oops.
It's what I just said.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Like areas of communities that are possibly traditionally redlined.
Okay.
They do not have like access to like healthy foods, like vegetables. They typically have more of like the junk foods, like chips.
Yeah.
It's also like has to do with being within a certain mild radius and not having a vehicle. So there's there's several things that will designate an area as a food desert where it's like the population doesn't have a vehicle, they can't transport, and then there are no food options in that area. So that's
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Where would you like to go next?
Yes. Let's do How's the Weather 50.
This weather event means no new employees for a while.
What is a hiring freeze?
Correct. Victoria, we have three questions remaining and three options.
Let's go to Fantastic. I was about to say.
All right. This classic TV show from the 1960s featured a group of castaways on a deserted island, leading to many humorous adventures.
Was it What is Lost? No, but that wasn't that long ago. Yeah.
That was awesome, though. Beautiful. Yeah. I think it goes with the description.
I think that's a millennial.
I know. It's awesome. Yes.
No, I don't. I'm going to.
What is Gilligan's Island?
Oh. They had some intense scenes.
I feel like I found a really cute picture of Gilligan there. Like, that was unusual. Cute. He used to look goofy. Okay.
Victoria, where would you like to go next? Because we just have a few more minutes.
Changemakers.
Okay. This innovative boomer made the Apple ubiquitous, so much so that you may have one in your pocket.
Chloe? Was it Steve Jobs?
Yes. All right, Chloe. Social justice for 10. Be sure to think before you speak, or you may be next in this form of social exile.
What is cancel culture?
Ding, 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 ding.
And we have... a winner.
Who's
millennials
the winner?
Are coming out on top as the generation that's in the most jeopardy. No, I'm kidding. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're stuck in the middle.
Well, we're going to celebrate Victoria a little bit more. So we'll take a quick break, a quick commercial break, and we'll be back soon.
Thanks, everybody. We're back with the final wrap on our Generation Jeopardy series. And before we award our winner, we want to make sure that Chloe gets her participation
Thank you.
Certificate.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We really appreciate Chloe showing up for Gen Z. Really represented well. And that was great. And for our millennial winner, Victoria.
Victoria.
Your participation sticker actually says winner on it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Everyone was a participator. And you were the winner. Yes.
You were the winner. Right. That's exactly.
My first Jeopardy. I think I need to start a career.
Yes. I will say that you were very calm, cool, and collected in the final. So I think that was that your secret going into this?
No, I think I have a very interesting like competitive aspect, which I'm very silent and quiet. Mm-hmm. And then like with Ted, initially it was like I was very quiet and I was like, okay, then something clicks and I need to move on to the next. So yeah, I just like stay very like focused.
It showed and it paid off. Congratulations, Victoria. I'm so happy that you held down the millennials.
Yeah. I know that Shaniqua is really, really excited for her generation right now.
Yeah. I was biased the entire time. I knew you could do it.
Thank you.
You're elated. Elated for sure. So I guess starting with Chloe, as a Gen Z, what was your experience like participating in Generational Jeopardy, having a chance to meet with Ted, our baby boomer participant, playing against Ed, the Gen Xer, and even Victoria, millennial?
I thought that it was a fun, well-rounded experience. I like meeting new people. And so I think it was like really fun experiencing everyone's energies in the space. They're all very different, including myself. But I think that like helps like, you know, I don't know, sharing a community within a space that like has different energies and like creating a collective. So I feel like a collective was formed here and I just enjoyed the energy and I fed off of it a lot. So
and you fed it a lot. It was beautiful. I love that.
So yeah, it was a fun community-based activity.
What about you, Victoria?
I just really enjoyed getting out of my comfort zone in like so many ways. One, being on a podcast, two, playing Jeopardy, where, you know, it's not a game I've watched growing up. Like, I've heard about it. And also, like, I just love, as you said, like, getting to meet new people. And I think adding the generational aspect, like, Ted or you, we'd probably, like, not cross paths so easily in our day-to-day just because of, like, where we live and the realms we work in. So I always like that kind of forcing function. Mm-hmm.
I'm curious for each of you, did either one of you, and you can each answer it, like learn something that you didn't know or something that surprised you about another generation?
Oh, yeah. When we were going through the corporate terms, I have never been in a corporate field or like when the hiring process is done or like the, what was it called? Where's the weather?
What is the weather? The weather?
Yeah, never experienced those terms, never really experienced like that in an environment. And so it was just really cool to like, I don't know, I kind of like learned about like what all those terms were a little bit. And I feel like I do engage in that in my field of work, but also just not as much. So yeah, that was pretty cool. Also, it's like, I feel like my generation, I remember faces. I don't know if it's a me thing, but I remember faces, but I don't remember names. So when like we were doing the people section, I was like, oh yeah, I know who this is. I saw her on TV. Don't know her name. So yeah.
Face identifier.
Face not identifier. But names, no.
What about you, Victoria? What'd you think? What'd you learn?
I think for me, well, like I've known this being like binational, like I mentioned it before, like the culture aspect of like there's stuff that's very like US based, and having grown up in like in the US with a French household, there's like things that are like blind spots just because of like when I was born and where I was raised. And like, for example, the Challenger incident, like those are things that have marked the history of the US, but same thing like the civil rights. And so I think there's like, what I liked about it was like the remembering of things that mark the American culture. And for me, have probably started at like 9/11 because that's when I was a kid, but there's been things before that influence like people that we meet in our day to day. And also influence like politics today and decisions. So I think that's a place where I'd be curious to kind of go explore a bit more.
No, you got the Vietnam answer then.
Yeah.
Well, my grandfather being French was in that war, so
it's true.
It's a war that crosses
true. It
over.
Crosses over, yeah, and so yeah. That really emphasizes what you're saying, though. It's like it was a part of our history and your history, correct. So that crossover is really interesting.
Yeah.
What do you find is like a commonality? Like, if you had to maybe like three commonalities that you like found between like generations that you may have not seen before today.
Ooh, commonalities. I think, I don't know if it's like also the people that are here, but I'd say there's always like this desire to connect. Mm-hmm. There's a like the curiosity of like learning more or learning about a new person. And then I think everyone was also really humble.
Mm-hmm.
And just being humble to like know what you know, because it's the realm you like function in, or mm-hmm. what you're used to talking about, and then there's the other stuff that can complete that picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you, Chloe?
Yeah, I feel like this round I learned a lot more, and like I didn't know the answers to mm-hmm. a lot of the questions, but also I learned at mm-hmm. the same time. And I don't know if that, I don't think that's necessarily like just a generational thing. I think that's just also an aspect of like me mm-hmm. and my engagement and how I live my life in my day-to-day world. But also it's important to like acknowledge too those things that were topics of discussion, like freaking like what, civil rights?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hello? Like, when that question, I was like, I don't know. But it's like, that's something like that's important to always emphasize and remember. And I just... Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Yeah. Well, like, what did you feel that you found like you had in common with maybe connected with Ed from Gen X, with Victoria from Millennials? Like, did you mm-hmm. find any commonalities with them or other generations?
I think commonalities. I don't know. I'm a human that believes we're all different, but I think commonalities experience wise, everyone kind of like has experienced the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like we all experience life pretty much like similarly. It's just based around like how we grew up individually. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there were things that Ed knew that were from my generation that I didn't know. Like the thumbs up. I never use a thumbs up. I'm always a laughy emoji or like the two pink hearts. That's my go-to. So, yeah.
I'm like, that's because the older generations were always going out and looking up and going, how are they using emojis to talk? Because we don't want to offend somebody. Like, I don't want to like send an emoji thing and like be like hitting on someone and not realize it because I put the root out there. Like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I just like peaches. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, with the three droplets. Like, I just really thought they were juicy this season.
I know. Yeah.
So in some ways, we might be learning more about it in the context of our actively like seeking it out. You know, we're like, what does this mean? You know, and for you, it's just sort of this natural, like, you're like, I don't even use that. You know, it's like not even on my radar.
Like the music section, they're from all different generations, but like, I knew more so of like what was going on with that. And so mm-hmm. I like music a lot. I think it's just all our own individualities. And like we were discussing earlier, like it's like everyone wants to blame each generation, but it's not necessarily the generation itself,
mm-hmm.
Which is why I kind of liked you put intergenerational trauma mm-hmm. as like one of the options for like the questions that like really tied in after the first Jeopardy thing. So I appreciate that you guys did that.
Mm.
It's very knowledgeable.
I wanted to add something because, like, talking to you just briefly, uh-huh. one thing that I didn't notice, though, it was in the use of words between, Ted, who was a baby boomer, was you use a lot of words around, like, mental health, energy, all these, like, I'm going to say psychological principles, like you were telling me about your thesis.
Yeah.
And I think, like, that's a part that I recognize in the next generation
mm-hmm.
because I think, like, as a millennial, we're the generation that has started to go to therapy and like mm-hmm. done some self-introspection work, which was not seen, was taboo beforehand. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I would say, a commonality that I had a completely different discussion with Ted and was probably not a topic we would touch upon, like right from the get-go, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's definitely this more openness to like, oh, how do we connect as humans? And
I think also, and this is just a perspective of, it's like, I think women in general, even in older generations, began to go to therapy long before men could even say the word, because they were just so conditioned and were not even allowed to. And what it meant to a man generationally in a boomer year, or even for Gen X, to acknowledge a mental health issue was extremely stigmatizing. Whereas women, we had a little bit more flex because we were seen as emotional. And so therefore there was, and, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. We went to therapy, right? We started to heal ourselves. And what I see in the younger generations for me that I find is so compelling and hope and hopeful, inspiring is that men and women are both looking at mental health, that it is a more unified conversation, and that that trickles upwards. And I think that that's something that we talk a lot about, what trickles down, but this is something very, very important and powerful that is trickling upwards. And we are seeing, you know, like when we see somebody like Simone Biles, you know, step out of an Olympic position for her mental health and be there to support her team. And there were a lot of like older generation people that really called that out and didn't understand it because it went so against what they were conditioned and taught. But now we see her showing back up, like just on top of the world. World, and we see the benefit of making that choice. And she's teaching all of us by, you know, and I'm just picking on that because, you know, the Olympics are coming. Simone, right? Like, but in general, I think that that's something that's really important, that, you know, what's happening in the younger generations is we're seeing men and women.
I like that you brought up men, because there's this book that I've been reading. I don't remember the full name, but it's by Bell Hooks. And I 100% recommend it. It recently came out before she died. And so it's called How to Change Men. And then, like, I forgot the rest of the
title. I will literally be
reading. Is it The Will to Change?
The Will to Change Men. And it's a really good book. And it talks about how we all have, and we've had this discussion too in our walks, where it's like, we all have masculine and feminine energies. And so the book talks about like men engaging more in like their feminine energies and like their emotions and just like experiencing expression, and why they don't, based upon society, and how as a society we can help foster and nurture men expressing emotions more.
It's really important.
Yeah.
And it's really critical.
So. Yeah.
First of all, this has been fantastic.
Yeah.
And y'all's participation has been amazing. Everybody's
Thank
participation
so
in this has been amazing. And I guess if we can just go and do a quick wrap on takeaways from your whole experience, not just the show itself, but just from the whole experience. If you've got like one key thing that you're going to take away from you, or maybe you're going to go research, or something that just got you very curious, like what would that be? Victoria, we'll start with our winner.
Oh, no pressure. key takeaway. I think this is going to be more personal, but definitely the key takeaway is like trusting myself, because, I think it was like, there was a lot of newness, and I think it was just being in this moment was really incredible. And getting to meet just new people and meet you too in person. I think that's and like trusting like what I know and what I don't know. Because there were just, as you said, like there's some categories where because of our interest or something in our life we know more of, and others it's just like you don't, and it's okay. But definitely, yeah. I will look more into the history of the U.S. Even though I did study it in high school, but there's some more things to
You can
to
always
uncover.
Brush up on it.
Yeah, I need to brush up on it.
What about you, Chloe?
I think I mentioned a little earlier some takeaways from today, but I think something really important is like before I came into this space with Ed, I came in and I saw him, and a part of me was like really nervous to engage. I don't know why. When I see an older white male, I'm like, like, and so I made the initial step to like introduce myself and talk to him and get to know him about his life, where he's from, his work, his job. And I don't think I would ever usually walk up to a Gen Xer or even a boomer and just like randomly talk about their mm-hmm. life, especially like a male, mm-hmm. A woman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. that was something that felt really nice to do. And like get to know somebody on like a personal level right before a show too, where like you're gonna be like yeah. head on and like create like a human to human connection. And I feel like that's something that should be done a lot more, especially like in the dance world where you're going into like I don't even know what it's called, where you go into a room and like you're trying to get like a part in like a show or something. We don't
like
talk.
An audition.
Yeah. Audition. Thank you. Uh-huh. I don't know why I didn't.
It's okay.
It's okay. But like in an audition, it's like this is my space. Stay away from mm-hmm. me. Don't talk to me. And so it felt less of that here in this space. And so as a dancer, I tend to go into things with that mindset mm-hmm. of like, I am here and I'm direct. And so in this case, it was more like as a collective, and it felt really nice that I was able to make that initiative on my own. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
To end with my takeaway, I feel that there's opportunity for intergenerational relationships, and it looks like from what you guys have exhibited that you also want intergenerational relationships. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to see that. It was really nice to see everyone interacting. What you just said, Chloe, about connecting with Ed before,
yeah.
Going out of your comfort zone. I think we all can do that. I think mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. charging ourselves individually to be the change that we want to see in our generations. And it's been really nice to see you and Ted just chatting it up after.
We almost grabbed lunch had I not had to come back.
That is so awesome. I love hearing that. And I think that we are challenging what is being said about the divisiveness in generations, because we're proving with this show that there's more inclusion than division. So yeah. Thank y'all.
My key takeaway is that I want to throw more cross-generational parties, period. Okay. That's it. I feel like if we are more intentional mm-hmm. about seeking out these relationships mm-hmm. and being just more consciously open mm-hmm. about the people that are around us. And, yeah. you know, this has been for me a great experience. I've enjoyed meeting, you know, both of y'all. I know Ed, but I love meeting Ted as well.
Ted and Ed.
So, yeah, this is my takeaway is just more of this. Mm-hmm. That's really it. We just need more mm-hmm. of that connection. And that everybody expressed that need for connection, period.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I think just in general, not just with other generations, but probably even with themselves, you know, like we get so pulled apart. So this was joyful for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so, too. To our audience, I encourage you to challenge your own views across the generations about like taking a look inward at how you resonate with your individual generation and how you interact with other generations. And let us know in the comments, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and find us on our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our show. Show us your support by following us on your favorite podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
You can also find us on Castus at fromelimination2innovation.castus.com. If you love our show, share it with your friends and coworkers too. Let's all work together to help businesses
vibrate higher.